Demand for beef is strong across the U.S., and it's just as good internationally. At the recent annual meeting of the South Dakota Beef Industry Council, a snapshot on exports of U.S. beef in 2025 reveals South Korea is the top destination for beef and variety meats from the United States. John Hinners with the U.S. Meat Export Federation says Koreans have come to enjoy the taste of corn-fed choice and prime-grade beef.
Here's a society of 51 million consumers that just love U.S. beef. Pound for pound, they eat more U.S. beef than any other consumer outside the United States.
From January through July of this year, exports of U.S. beef contributed just over $400 per head to U.S. fed cattle prices, and Korea's share of that was $98.65, according to the USDA. With the absence of China trade, Korea and all of Asia in general are taking up the slack in short plates, a beef cut that's been historically popular in China. Hinners explains USMEF created short plate days in Korea and other Asian markets, partnering with retailers, boosting sales of U.S. short plates 600% in the first week of the promotion.
If we have that here, traditionally it goes into the grind. But if we're able to sell that in a sliced and diced market and add some teriyaki sauce, put it over 3 ounces of rice and sell that product at $7 a pound, $8 a pound, it beats selling at burger trim prices.
The South Dakota Beef Checkoff is a strong supporter of market development programs with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Reporting for the South Dakota Beef Industry Council, I'm Pam Geppert.